This episode sponsored by Forkful. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.
Allah Azza wa Jal concluded the ayah when He commanded us to fast by saying, Allah intends ease for you. He wants to make things easy for you. And He does not want to burden you and make things difficult for you. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a powerful principle in our deen. And these words of Allah came straight after He commanded us to fast an entire month. But when we think about Ramadan, it doesn't always feel easy. We have to fast 1 month consecutively, day after day. And they are long hours. And here in Australia, it's going to get longer and longer as the years go by. And some days are extremely hot. And we're going to be standing for long hours of the night in Salatul Taraweeh. And the last 10 nights we are striving to catch Laylatul Qadr. Most of us are awake the entire nights, and it affects how we function in the day. And on top of all of this difficulty, people are dealing with their own personal struggles. Some people are facing health issues, family issues, emotional issues, and other matters. And despite all of this hardship and struggle and difficulty, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, no, I don't want to make things difficult for you. I want to make things easy for you. So how do we understand this ayah? And how do we understand that Allah wants ease for us? I mean, if Allah Azza wa Jal wanted, He could have made us fast one day, or could have made us fast one week instead of a month. Or He could have even limited the hours of fasting, say from Fajr to Al-Dhuhr. Yet it is 1 month from Fajr to Maghrib, and it comes with all these type of worships that we are encouraged to do. So where is the ease in all of this? Pay attention and listen very carefully. The ease, my brothers and sisters, the ease is in what Ramadan teaches us. Allah is showing us, He's showing you and I that we are capable. If you are able to stay away from that which is halal, food and drink, during the day for 30 days, then you have proven to yourself that you are able to stay away from al-haram after Ramadan. And if you are able to control your tongue and lower your gaze and avoid sins and repent from them, then you have proven to yourself that you can continue to do so after Ramadan. And if you are able to pray Salat al-Taraweeh, and if you woke up for Salat al-Fajr and prayed it on time, and if you found from yourself that you are able to pray the five prayers on their time and to attend the congregation, then you have proven to yourself that you can continue praying consistently after Ramadan. So Ramadan, it was not meant to break you and make things difficult. Rather, it was meant to build you. It's meant to show you your strength. It is meant to show you your ability. And it reminds us, Ramadan, it reminds us that what Allah asks from you and I is well within our capacity. That is the ease of Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jal legislated this entire month of fasting and praying and reading Quran so that you and I can unlock our potential. so that we can see our potential and what great things we are able to achieve in terms of our relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. So in other words, our deen is extremely easy. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرِ. Allah wants ease for you. Did you see how easy it was for you to fast 30 days? Did you see how easy it was for you to recite Quran and to pray the nights and to pray on time? That's the ease. Allah wanted to show you what kind of potential you have and what great achievement and level you can reach in terms of your relationship with Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah wants to make the path that leads to the paradise and to His pleasure extremely easy for all of us. But subhanAllah, some of our youth are struggling. Somehow they have been deceived to think that al-Islam religion is hard and it's difficult and that it's impossible in this day and age. Let me tell you something. Al-Islam, my brothers and sisters in Islam, al-Islam in all its obligations that we know about, no nation on earth ever enjoyed the ease in legislation that we have in our deen. Ummatul Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the commandments and the legislations found within it are the easiest to practice on the face of this earth since Allah Azza wa Jal sent mankind and prophets to mankind. And let me tell you this, one of the missions of our Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, وَيَضَعُ عَنْهُمْ إِصْرَهُمْ وَالْأَغْلَالَ الَّتِي كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ. One of the missions of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to remove the burdens and the difficulties in religious practices in this ummah. So let me tell you this. In previous nations, like in the nation of Musa alayhi salam, in the Mosaic law, did you know that if najasa, impurity, was to come on your clothes, you had to cut that part off. And it will not work if you are to wash it. Not allowed. You should cut it. Throw those clothes away. Look at the ease in this deen. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us that pure water will clean the najasa from your clothes, and then as a result, you can continue to wear it. In previous nations, the time of Musa alayhi salam, every salat had to be prayed in al-masjid. If you prayed it at home or elsewhere, it is rejected, not accepted. Imagine that. The ease in our religion, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطَهُورًا. This entire earth has been made a place of purification where you can make tayammum, and it is a place of worship. You can pray anywhere. Now, look at the ease. We can pray anywhere, and the prayer is correct. Allahu Akbar. Look at the ease. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, Zakat al-mal was 25% of your wealth. That's a quarter. Who was going to pay that? In the religion of al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was reduced. The burden was removed. Only 2.5% is required from you. And no one on earth has ever gone broke because of charity and donation that he gives. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters in Islam, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, if you committed a sin and you wanted to repent from it, it's not enough to just raise your hand and say, oh Allah, forgive me. No, 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 it doesn't work that way. In that time, you had to get up, leave your home, you and your family and your wealth, which is your sheep and your livestock. You had to go to the battlefield where the enemy was, and you had to stay there until you die or you get killed. And then maybe Allah accepts your tawbah. That's why Bani Israel, when they worshipped the calf, they had to kill one another in order for Allah to forgive them for their major violation and their sin. That burden and difficulty was removed from this ummah. Today, we just have to, with a sincere, honest heart, turn to Allah and say, Ya Rabbi, ighfir li. And Allah Azza wa Jal will not just forgive you, but he'll take all those mountains of sins you've committed.
This episode sponsored by Forkful. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese, and every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter, because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.
This Mother's Day, give her something she'll truly use and absolutely love. Minky Couture blankets are the perfect mix of beauty, comfort, and luxury. From elegant neutrals to spring florals, there's a style just for her. Say thank you with softness that lasts far beyond the day. She deserves it. MinkyCouture.com, the original best blanket ever.
Over the years, and transfer them into hasanat, good deeds that you had never done. What religion are you going to find that's easier than al-Islam? It is not a burden, it is not a hardship. Yuridu Allahu bikum al-yusr. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in the time of Musa alayhi salam, if you killed someone accidentally, then there is no way out but for you to be killed. Retribution, al-qisas. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed this difficulty and this burden. And today there is the option of blood money. If you were to kill someone by accident, Allahu Akbar. And they just, more and more. This is why every single night we remind ourselves of this reality where when we recite the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, didn't the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam legislate for us to recite the last two ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah before we sleep? And within those two ayat, we say something. We say, Rabbana, wala tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. We say, Our Lord, do not burden us with difficulties in legislation like you burdened those before us. And Allah Azza wa Jal answered this dua. He said, قَدْ فَعَلْتَ. But we recite it to remind ourselves of the favor of Allah upon us. So, subhanAllah, our deen is very easy. What is required from you and I? 5 prayers a day? May initially they were 50 prayers. And Allah reduced them to 5. So if you prayed consistently in Ramadan, don't stop that trend. Continue in that consistency of 5 prayers a day on time, so that you can earn goodness and greatness and success on the day of judgment. 5 prayers a day. And Allah will reward you as though you prayed 50 prayers a day. Allahu Akbar, from the generosity of Allah Azza wa Jal. What else is in our deen? Fast the month of Ramadan. Give 2.5% of your wealth if you have. Do Hajj once a lifetime if you're able to do so. What else is in our deen? Eat al-halal. Everything is halal except for alcohol and for pork. Keep away from that and from a dead livestock. That's it. And then everything else is halal. Previous nations, that wasn't the case. The fats of livestock was haram. Camel meat was haram. And many other things. Look at the ease in this religion. What else do we find? Earn your wealth in al-halal. And don't earn it in al-haram. Al-haram wealth will remove the barakah from your wealth and from your life. You will only see misery, depression, sadness, worry, and concern. But when you earn your wealth in al-halal, even if it's small, you will find barakah in your life, in your health, in your family, in your relationships, and in everything that is of great concern to you. And also our deen teaches us to love one another, to respect one another, and to purify our heart from envy and jealousy and animosity and hatred and greed. Purify, continue to purify your heart from these matters. And our deen legislates a specific dress code upon men and upon women. Khalas, finished. This is it. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. But unfortunately, people have made religion difficult upon themselves. So we need to be reminded of this reality on the day of Al-Eid. My brothers and sisters in Islam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd. And finally, in conclusion, with these ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. And then He said, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةِ. And after it He said, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Finally, we need to understand what we are celebrating today. What are we celebrating? Some people are celebrating a new clothes. Some people perhaps are celebrating the fact that they're going to receive money on this Eid and gifts and whatever it is. People are different in their celebrations. Lakin the true celebration of today is as Allah Azza wa Jal said. He said, I gave you this Ramadan so that you can declare Allah's greatness and praise Him for the fact that He guided you, that He guided you to Islam. We are celebrating the greatest blessing Allah ever blessed us with. And that is the blessing of Islam, the blessing of guidance. I want you for a moment to think. Imagine yourself if Allah Azza wa Jal was to take Islam away from you. Where would you be right now? You would be confused. You would be lost. You'd be worshipping your desire. You would have no limits. You will have no vision and direction and purpose in life. Imagine yourself without Islam. Imagine yourself indulged in sin and haram. You'd be standing in the lines of the pubs and the clubs Thursday night until Sunday night. Why? For the purpose of drinking, not for enjoyment, but so that you can block your mind from the realities of life and the difficulties and the worries and the hardships and the burdens that we are hearing of today. That's what you'd be doing without al-Islam. Imagine a life without salat. Imagine a life without Ya Rabb Allah and connecting to Allah. Imagine a life in where there is no Quran and no guidance. Wallah, you'd be the most miserable people on earth. So today we are celebrating the greatest blessing on earth, and that is al-Islam. Allahu Akbar, brothers and sisters in Islam. And this blessing of Islam could be taken away any moment. So we have to preserve this blessing. And what are the matters that will take this blessing away from us? Two things. If we don't ask Allah for steadfastness every day, there is a chance that this blessing may be taken away from us. So we need to ask Allah for steadfastness every single day, especially in this very fast changing world where people can lose their minds and lose their deen with it. And number two, if we don't praise Allah and thank Him for this blessing, that could be a reason for this blessing to go. Never ascribe the goodness you do in al-Islam to yourself. Never assume that you prayed according to your own will and your strength and your power. Be careful. That could be a way in how Allah removes al-Islam from such people. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says in the Quran, يَمُنُّونَ عَلَيْكَ أَنْ أَسْلَمُوا. Some people came to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and wanted to remind him of a favor they've done for him and for Islam. They say, you know, we became Muslims. It's like we have done Islam a favor by becoming Muslims. Then Allah Azza wa Jal said, قُلْ لَا تَمُنُّوا عَلَيَّ إِسْلَامَكُمْ. Don't believe and think that you've done Islam a favor. Allah Azza wa Jal corrected the understanding and said, بَلِ اللَّهُ يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ هَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, it is Allah who reminds you of His favor upon you. He's the one who guided you to al-Islam. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, that is what we are celebrating today. Guidance with Islam and the ability to pray and fast and do righteous deeds. And to have this preserved, ask Allah every day for steadfastness. And thank Allah Azza wa Jal every day for every goodness you are ever able to do in your life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among the grateful ones. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us steadfastness upon our deen. Wallahu a'lam, jazakumullahu khayra, taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum, wa kulla amin wa antum bi khayr.
This episode sponsored by Forkful. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer, and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter. Because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com. This episode sponsored by Forkful. Most meal delivery services promise healthy food, but look closer, and you'll often find cheap industrial seed oils hiding in the ingredients. Forkful does things differently. Forkful delivers chef-prepared meals made with premium ingredients you'd expect at a great restaurant, from center-cut filet mignon to wild-caught lobster mac and cheese. And every meal is 100% seed oil-free. Instead of canola or soybean oil, Forkful chefs cook with extra virgin olive oil, avocado oil, and grass-fed butter. Because better fats make better food. Meals arrive fresh, never frozen, with clear nutrition and ingredient transparency, so you always know exactly what you're eating. Restaurant-quality meals, real ingredients, no seed oils. Discover Forkful today at ForkfulMeals.com.